That's concept one, self-qualities. Self is universal, and everyone has access to self. It is who we are when we are not blended with one of our extreme parts. Self is whole and unaffected by the hurts and traumas we have experienced. This is the deepest essence or center of every person. Self is wise, intuitive, and able to heal and lead. The only agenda held by self is one of healing, detached from controlling how and when healing takes place. Self never goes away. However, we may lose connection to self because of the harshness, abuses, and attachment injuries we've experienced. An analogy to describe what happens when we have little or no access to self is the same as when clouds obscure the sun on an overcast day. The sun does not go away. It is still present, but covered by the clouds. No matter how dampened or covered up self may become, it is still present. The key is to bring awareness to our parts and develop a relationship between self and our parts. Self has eight essential qualities, as we saw in Chapter 1, the eight C's. When self is expressed, we experience one or more of these qualities. The qualities are compassion, curiosity, calm, connectedness, confidence, clarity, creativity, and courage. The qualities are defined by Dr. Richard Schwartz and Julia Sullivan, a level 2 trained IFS therapist, as follows. Compassion. The ability to see suffering and feel for another. It is different from empathy, which is feeling with another. When we have compassion for others, we want to do something to relieve their suffering. We simultaneously have empathy for the other and a belief that the other has a self that can relieve the other's own suffering. Compassion allows us to see beyond others' angry parts to the fear or pain behind them. We can apply these concepts of compassion to our own parts as well in the form of self-compassion. Self offers compassion to our parts when they are attempting to deal with challenging life situations. Parts need to know through the experience of self that they are not alone and have a resource to support and guide them. Curiosity. The ability to have a sense of wonder about the world and how things work. The ability to ask questions without an agenda. A genuine interest in knowing another's perspective. It is the ability to bring agenda-free curiosity to your own actions, too. The ability to show genuine interest in why people behave as they do or why they feel the way they do instead of becoming upset about what they say or do. Self allows natural curiosity when faced with another person's anger or upset. Curiosity replaces our defensiveness or upset. Calm. The ability to experience physiological and mental serenity regardless of the circumstances. The ability to reduce activity of the mind and body. We remain physically calm during stressful situations and can have a peaceful presence with other people and with our parts. The self-quality of calm allows us to be with others upset without becoming defensive. Connectedness. The ability to maintain connection with others and to every part of ourself. A desire to reconnect when disconnection occurs. It is feeling a part of a larger entity or community. When in connection with another, we feel accepted and can relax our defenses because we know we won't be judged, controlled, or hurt. There's also a knowing that any misunderstandings can be repaired because of the connection. The quality of connectedness allows us to remain in relationship with our parts even when they do things we do not like or are not proud of, recognizing that all of life is connected and the sense of separateness is an illusion. Confidence. A strong belief in one's ability to handle or repair whatever happens in life. The ability to be self-assured and know that we are worthwhile and valuable, even when we make mistakes or others are upset with us. Confidence allows us not to be reduced or made to feel less than by someone else's negative evaluations of us or by their being upset with us. Clarity. The ability to maintain a clear, undistorted view of situations without extreme beliefs or emotions. The ability to have a beginner's mind, in which many possibilities exist. Clarity affords us the opportunity to take in the necessary information to make the best decision. Creativity. The ability to explore and enjoy novelty. The ability to enter the flow state, in which expression spontaneously flows out of us while we're engaged in a pleasurable activity. The ability to encourage our parts to express themselves without shame, fear, or worthlessness. Creativity produces out-of-the-box thinking. The self-quality of creativity leads us to new and novel solutions to problems. Courage. The strength to face threat, challenge, or danger. The ability to recognize, apologize, and make amends for any damage caused by our words or actions. The willingness to reflect and go inside toward our own pain and shame, come into relationship with hurting parts, and heal the pain. The ability to speak for our extreme parts, like anger, disappointment, criticism, in a way that does not hurt others. The willingness to speak up for injustice. The self-quality of courage allows us to engage in ways and do things that parts of us are afraid to do. Everyone has a self. However, our access to it may be limited by our parts. Access to self is granted by the parts when they choose to relax and step back. When parts do this, self can lead the internal family of parts through the expression of the eight qualities. It is the resource that heals the trauma and pain of the past. IFS